When they came to a place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." As the fishing boats gently rocked in the sudden calm on the Sea of Galilee, a shiver went up the spines of those sitting in them. They were still soaked to the skin from the thunderous waves that only moments before had crashed over them, swamping their craft almost. Droplets of spray were still running down their cheeks and mixing with the sweat of their fears and their efforts to survive the storm. And yet it was not that chill water that made them shiver as they whispered to one another about that rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth. What kind of person is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? And during Lent, it's with the same kind of awe and wonder that we ask the question, as we see our Savior quieting another storm, an even greater storm, what kind of person is this? Not just the shouts and jeers and tumult of the crowd near the cross did he quietly or briefly quiet so that they could hear his words, but all the powers of hell were also quieted by Jesus' word of forgiveness because he could back it up. To forgive someone means that you will not raise the matter against them again, even to yourself. If you feel you must bring it up again, Jesus says you bring it up with the person who sinned and no one else. And that in the effort to gain your brother. So on Pentecost, Peter brought up the matter of Jesus' crucifixion with the Jews of Jerusalem to show that what they had meant for evil, God had turned into good. And so it was that throughout the New Testament, the message of the cross was not a message of vengeance against the Jews, but a message of forgiveness and salvation for all. What a legacy is left to us by our dying Savior with those words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." In a short time, the world would hear his follower Stephen echoing that same message. But now, what kind of a person is this who says, "Father, forgive them"? He had once told his disciples, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good." And now on the cross, Jesus shows himself to be the true child of God as he prays for those who are persecuting him. How hard is that? We can hardly forgive someone who harms us or a loved one with an unkind word or action. But Jesus is forgiving toward those who torture and kill him, jeering all the while. What kind of a person is this? Jesus does not seek power over people through holding their sins over their heads, having something on them. Instead, he shows himself to be the Son of God, to whom belongs the sunshine and all the rest of creation, by laying aside the power that our sins would give him over us. If you had to reclaim some article that was left in the gym from the dean's office, you would probably need this. A quarter. But in Christ's kingdom, the coin of the realm is forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to imitate our Father and show that we are His children as we forgive those who trespass against us. But we have so often fallen short, haven't we? We've carried about bitter feelings in our hearts that we should have dumped overboard in the spirit of forgiveness. Not only will these things tear us apart and send us to the bottom of the sea, but to carry about such baggage is to depart from the way of our Father in heaven. And often we do not even know what we're doing. What kind of persons are we? We are the kind who desperately need to hear the Savior's words, "Father, forgive them." He does not overlook sin and guilt. He knows what they are doing. It is they who do not know what they are doing, crucifying the Lord of glory. It is we who do not know what we are doing, as the guilt of another unkind word or an unforgiving spirit is heaped upon him. But he knows, and that is why he is suffering and dying, to pay the price, and his forgiving spirit is credited to your account in heaven. Oh, the height of Jesus' love, higher than the heavens above, deeper than the depths of sea, deep, deep love, lasting as eternity, love that found me, love that won me, wondrous thought, won me when I sought him not. Hymn 180.